I think his concern was if you're going to switch, whether it's safe endocrinologically in terms of ovarian function, let's take the same patient and give her 5 positive nodes.
So let me actually get, rather than making it patient-specific for a minute, I think a really important issue that has been lost is that all of the aromatase inhibitor studies are in women who were postmenopausal to begin with and who had been postmenopausal by virtue of not having a period for at least a year. We have estrogen ablation studies now in premenopausal women like SOFT and TEXT and PERCHE, and we don't know the answers from those studies yet. Again, you asked me earlier what I thought would come out of a randomized trial. I believe estrogen ablation is a more effective therapy than a SERM, but I also believe it's more toxic. And so I'm very supportive of those trials. We put 10 people on the SOFT trial, 11 here. I believe they're really important studies, almost as much for the toxicity as for the outcomes. But if you're going to give an AI to a woman who was pre before she got chemotherapy and becomes amenorrheic, or peri, and you notice I very carefully did not say postmenopausal. In fact, I didn't even use the word menopausal on purpose, and that's because ovaries can go to sleep and wake back up again. And that's been very clear, but not widely published or publicized. We have a paper in JCO, the Royal Marsden, and Ian Smith at the Royal Marsden and I were sitting around talking at a meeting about this, and they went back and reviewed their own experience just retrospectively of women who had gotten chemotherapy, became amenorrheic, and then were placed on an AI, and about a quarter of those patients actually had ovarian function reemerge, either by virtue of developing menses or by having their estrogen levels go up. And about a quarter of those patients actually regained ovarian function, either by redeveloping menses, which is then obvious to you, you've done the wrong thing, or not so obvious, had their estrogen levels go up. And there is a compensatory feedback loop in which if you drop estrogen levels, you jack up LHR, FSH levels, and you can regain ovarian function. And indeed, the AIs are being used now in anovulatory women to induce fertility, taking advantage of this very feedback loop. So the suggestion is that if you're going to start these drugs in women that you're concerned aren't in permanent ovarian failure, either because you induced it with chemotherapy or naturally, I do think you need to monitor them.